Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's very difficult. You know, you want to get out to a fast start. You want to get out to a positive start. And, you know, we didn't necessarily do that. You know, you're playing against these last 2 weeks, you're playing against two very good teams, two very good quarterbacks, two very well coached teams, two great offenses. And so you can't put yourself behind, and you have to play extremely well if you do. And obviously these 2 weeks we haven't done enough to win the games. And at some point you got to start winning them. I mean, at some point you got to win these tough games against tough teams, good teams. And I'm sick of losing them, that's for sure.
That was JJ.
I'm gonna go through a checklist of things, and you tell me if this happened or not.
You turn that mic on and talked into this mic.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
That one's broken.
Say it again.
I'm gonna go through a checklist of things that typically happen for the Texans, and you tell me if these things happen. Okay, it's a basic bingo card. Kiki QT does something that hurts the team.
Check.
Okay. Will Fuller gets hurt.
Check.
All right. Bill O'Brien makes a bad fourth down decision.
Check.
Okay. The Texans get...
Whitney Merciless
does nothing.
Check.
The Texans get dramatically outplayed by a better team.
Check.
Texans, Deshaun falls flat against a young quarterback.
Check.
Kaimi didn't miss a kick this time, though.
Yeah.
No.
You missed that on the bingo card.
Big game from David Johnson.
What?
Nope.
Man.
No.
He had his 11 carries for 34 yards.
But the other stuff
so was checked. Jason Braddock tweeted this out. David Johnson, 27 touches, 159 yards, 5.9 yards per touch, 1 TD. Leonard Fournette, 22 touches, 135 yards, 6.1 yards per touch, 2 TDs. Adrian Peterson, 24 touches, 155 yards, 6.5 yards per touch.
Adrian Peterson's still doing it.
Those were guys that you just picked up off the street.
Yeah.
As opposed to giving up DeAndre Hopkins for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and paying him $13 million. They're paying those two guys next to nothing.
Yeah. What David Johnson's look like?
David Johnson's what?
What was his touches and yards?
27 touches, 159 yards. Less. 5.9 yards per touch, 6.1 yards per touch, 6.5 yards per touch for Fournette and Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, Peterson doesn't have a touchdown. Leonard Fournette has two.
And David Johnson has one?
David Johnson has one.
You know, I made the point...
Jason Braddock, just do your show. Shut up and do your show.
I try to make the point when we had our little meeting with
still
OB.
Still John with you in this. Still.
Yeah, he's still doing it. But we try to make our I made the point to OB and Jack Easterby when we had the media with them, and I just said why get David I didn't understand why include David Johnson and his salary when you guys can find running backs. I mean, you did with Carlos Hyde. Oh, like Carlos Hyde? Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
You can find running backs. It's not hard to find running backs. Why if you're going to make the DeAndre Hopkins trade, make the trade. But why take on that much salary with a running back who has not, you know, I get that you're betting on the come on David Johnson. And I thought he looked good last week, you know, not this week. There's just no room. But I just didn't understand the idea of not just finding a guy. Like, yeah. Why spend that much money on a running back? I don't care if it's just 1 year. I don't care if his contract will slide off after next year. Why do that? You can get one for a lot cheaper. It just was everything pops. Of course, Adrian Peterson pops open. Leonard Fournette pops open. In hindsight, you know, the amount of money that you were going to have that you could have spent on you could have spent less on Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde looks good for Seattle. You know, Seattle's using three backs. They use Chris Carson, Travis Homer, and Carlos Hyde. They're using three backs on a regular basis. So, I don't know. It's just it was kind of expected, to be honest with you. It's not like it's not expected with the Texans. We cannot call that unexpected. It's expected, but still another game full of the fourth down play call. The decision John and I talked about the last hour, the decision to go for it on fourth down in your own territory was just not smart.
No.
It didn't make sense at the time. The risk reward, even if you got it, the question is, what kind of risk reward are we talking about? And the risk reward situation was not good. Your reward was that you can continue a drive where you still have to drive the ball all the way down the field. The risk, if you miss, it's an automatic three because of Tucker. It's an automatic three. This made no sense. And then you're going to run a play action, a boot action into a backside defender that, of course, you're going to have a backside defender staying at home to make sure Deshaun Watson doesn't try to, you know, sneak out of there. I mean,
no.
Come on. I mean, it's just stupid. It's stupid all the way around.
Yep. The whole thing. I mean, it was the Ravens. It was the Ravens.
Is there anyone who's not tired of this?
No. No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
And people.
I'm on a positive Texans call today.
Oh, man.
No.
This again.
No. 713-780-3776. What positives are you taking out of this? 713-780-3776. Give me a positive that you saw from the game. J.J. Watt with a couple sacks. How's that?
That's positive, yeah.
Yeah, that was a positive.
Yep.
J.J. had a couple of sacks. They did a pretty good job controlling. I thought, you know what? Dude, I thought they would score more than 33, if you want to know the truth. So I'm kind of happy about that.
How about the injuries that we had in the NFL yesterday?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just some catastrophic ones in terms of best young player.
Saquon Barkley.
On defense, Nick Bosa out. Uh-huh. Saquon Barkley out. They're going to be double ACLs. Drew Block blasted his shoulder, left in a sling.
Solomon Thomas, same game.
Yep.
What is his injury, by the way?
Yep.
He got carted off or carried off. He didn't return.
Solomon Thomas, there's two defensive linemen for them. They had Raheem Mostert.
Mostert, who ran the fastest of any player in 50 years. Did you see that?
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was the miles per hour on his first.
Did he get to 22?
On his first touchdown? I think it was 23 or, yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah. For a running back?
Yes.
Apparently, wow. San Francisco is taking issue with the MetLife turf. It's new turf they installed this offseason, saying it was sticky. So now the NFL's going to have to do an investigation about the turf at MetLife.
Well, and we can stop with, these injuries are because they didn't prep. No. Knee injuries happen. It just happened to be.
But did you see all of the injuries?
Catastrophic. Well, that it may well be because of
there
that.
There was five injuries in the Colts game. There were, for the Colts, there was like three for the Vikings. The Texans had Texans only had Fuller.
They had Will Fuller like that. Oh, something.
Titus Howard went out for a little bit.
Something crazy. Will Fuller got hurt.
They're gonna pick up.
All right, we got positive calls. You see this?
This isn't true.
They're filling up.
Do you know the breakdown of our audience? And you think it's gonna be truly positive?
Chris is first. Chris, bring the positives. What'd you see yesterday?
Well, it's not about yesterday. It's just about having somebody from the Bill Belichick blood and Bill O'Brien. I know we just have a stockpile of first and second round picks I can't even say it without laughing. Going into this next draft, I mean, you know, Lance, I'm sure you've already analyzed how many picks we have and what we can get coming into the draft. So yes. I'm just glad that next year is going to be better given all the young
talent. No, so listen. I know that's what you're thinking because he's from the Belichick tree that he's going to hoard picks.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, that's actually not what's happened. They've actually given away a lot of picks. So
really?
You sure?
You sure?
Yeah. So I know
Miami's hoarding picks.
Because
I mean someone's picks they're hoarding.
I know because it's the Belichick tree, you think that they have hoarded picks because that's what Belichick does and it's a Patriot way, but this is the kind of the anti-Patriots way.
And John, I'm glad you brought it up. Time to go to tankathon.com NFL. Let's see where the picks are. Now, Miami had a tough loss against Buffalo, and they're 2-0. But the Patriots lost, so Miami's own pick gets better. They now have the 6th pick in the draft. And with Houston's pick going 0-2, they now have the 11th pick in the draft. So Miami has the 6th and 11th pick so far. And with the Texans facing the Steelers, might get even better.
You hope.
Damn it. I wish Minnesota was better. Kirk Cousins, you suck.
They're not good.
No.
Minnesota's
bad.
So the Colts ran the ball 27 times the first game. They had this, and like Phillip Rivers threw it 46. In this game, they had 19 carries for Jonathan Taylor at half. Yeah. He had 19 carries at the half.
I guess they decided.
And they had like 25 carries at the half.
We're going to run. We're going to run the football.
Hey, Frank, just a quick shout out.
Let's run the ball. Brent wants it quickly. Let's get Brent in here to give some positives. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just want to call in. I mean, you're looking for positives from yesterday's game. And, I mean, guys, what's more positive than the Texans' loss? That's one loss closer to Bill O'Brien losing his job. And that's always a good thing.
Unless you're wrong.
That's not the positive.
Unless you're wrong, Brent.
That's not the positive we're looking for. Are you kidding? Bill O'Brien coached his ass off yesterday. Okay. Did you go for it? Are you going to be a gutsy coach and go for it?
That's not my job.
That's ballsy. Okay? So you don't have the guts that Bill O'Brien does.
It was ballsy. I mean, I'll give you that. That was a ballsy call. I think it was a smart call, but it was a ballsy call.
There wasn't anything smart about it. It was ballsy.
Yeah.
All right. We got more positive calls. Julian, AMF, Joe, we're getting you guys on the other side. This is a quick break, so don't you worry about it. I got to talk right now about Lance Loken and the Loken Group, the Keller Williams Platinum Group. This is the number one group in Keller Williams in the state of Texas and number two in the world. That's how good these guys are. And Keller Williams, it's a huge company. But here's the deal, is they are just the best. The Loken Group is second to none. You want to sell your home. There's story after story after story about over list price. 7% over list price. 16 showings. 7 offers in 7 days. This is what happened with Melinda and Richard. This happened in Lake Conroe. This happens. This happens every single day. The Loken Group, they're going to get top dollar for your home. And what happens if you're with your agent, you can't sell your home and the listing expires? You need to go with the Loken Group, who consistently sell homes other agents can't sell. And you want to do it without even putting your home on the market? Immediate cash offer. That's what the Loken Group will make you. So you don't even have to do anything. If you're worried about you won't be able to sell your home at the price you want, don't worry. The Loken Group will guarantee it. This is something you need to do. And if your home has been on the market and it's not selling, go to the Loken Group, because they will get the job done. They do it every single time. 281-861-4624. 281-861-4. You're not only that, you're going to really like the Loken. You're going to like Lance, and you're going to like the people at the Loken Group. TheLokenGroup.com. LOKEN. TheLokenGroup.com.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. 713-780-37... AJ. Oh, yeah, all teams are really afraid of U of H, that 4-win team last year. So, AJ, aren't you the guy that picked the Vikings to win the NFC?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. No. You haven't seen U of H play yet. They've got a boatload of transfers. Boatload of better players that'll be on the field. I haven't seen it either. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Dana doesn't lie to me about his team. He's excited about this football team. He's very and a lot of times he plays it down.
How many of those guys left the team? I know the defensive end from Alabama.
Yeah, the one tackle left.
Well, you mean the transfers?
Yeah, the transfers.
Well, Jared Williams is at Miami now, their tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously Derek.
Yeah.
But he really loves Clayton. He thinks Clayton Tune is right. And, oh, by the way, he said it the other day. Clayton Tune gets this year, and this is a bye year. Plus, he gets two more years after this.
Well, Dana's seen some quarterbacks now.
Yeah, he knows quarterbacks.
Yeah, so I mean,
he's
you had, know.
He's had coached how many pro quarterbacks?
Will Greer.
Yep, pro quarterback. Brandon Wheaton, one of the greats.
One of the greats.
Lamont says. Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
How's he? Any good?
Has John always been a Houston home, or is this relatively new because his buddy is the coach? It's a buddy is the coach home.
No, I've always been a Houston,
homer.
I've always been a Houston home.
He's not like
Houston,
this.
Yeah. He's been locked in on. He wants to I have a little bit more insight.
Not like this.
No, I have a little bit more not insight. Calling out
Slater in an entire town.
And talk.
Waco blows. Always has blown. Come on. You're right. The only thing Waco's known for is David Koresh. That's it. That's its claim to fame. Congratulations.
I call it Koresh, Texas.
That was Fred that had the Vikings. I had Colts minus points this week. Vikings are trash. Fake news, says they.
Baloney. He loves. He was, you took my pick. I love them. You had them winning their division. The Vikings suck.
John, for some reason, listens to every show on the station.
He hears everything.
He knew, like, Patrick Creighton and
where were you at the time?
No, I was at home. I wasn't listening. I got the word from, I think, Raheel's the one that sent it.
Not
I got word with when you guys did. I wasn't listening to it.
I don't think, Raheel did not send
or
it.
Or somebody on Twitter. You did. Somebody on Twitter. No, you guys sent it to me.
No, I sent you the audio, but the text string started with, hey, something went down on that show.
That's right, because I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Joe.
By the way, something went down on John Clay Wolf's show.
We gotta play it.
I'm having Dell pull it. I don't know what happened.
It was about 9:45. Jim, our drunk Jim.
It wasn't 9:45. I'm still looking for it.
Okay.
Our Jim. You think it's that Jim?
Our friend, yes.
Well, they said he went on a rant.
Yeah.
That's what Dre said. So
we gotta get John Clay Wolf on and talk about it. Well, don't worry. One of his commercials, 7-minute commercials. Joe, he's got a positive. What up, Joe?
All right. The positive is for Dell. Again. Dale, the picks are looking good for Dale, man. Y'all don't be hating on Dale when that man goes and gets the picks.
Did you?
And another positive for Fairbairn. Every time he kicks, it makes me nervous.
For who?
Fairbairn.
Oh.
Well.
A positive for Dell that his picks are looking good. Those are the Texans' picks.
No, they're my picks.
they kind of are.
They're no longer the Texans' picks. They're my picks.
They are your picks.
Thoughts and prayers to everyone with tickets to Baylor game. May Allah bless you during this difficult time, Art. Shut up, Art.
AMF is here.
I hate when Dell has our picks.
I know. My picks, he says. Those are my picks. What up, AMF?
What's up, fellas? LZ, Pastor John. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, look. Pastor John, I really appreciate your smartiness on the aid of Waco. I can't stand Waco either. My daughter's played up there before. It's just a dump of a town. I never liked it myself, so I just thought
thank you.
The positive that this weekend, and I hate it. It takes away my time. I'm sitting on the damn couch. I'm missing out on my steps. I was about 2,000 steps short from 10,000 yesterday because I'm watching the game. And it's frustrating. It's Bill O'Brien. My wife can't even stand the kicker. She doesn't understand his contract. When I'll explain it to her, she calls him Care Bear. She can't even pronounce his name. She just calls him Care Bear because she thinks he's so soft. So anyway, that's it for me.
Somebody, John Christian Kyman, Fairbairn didn't miss a kick. Thanks, Giants Bane. Appreciate that. That is his name. It's crazy. Yeah. Care Bear? That's fine. And we knew who you were talking about.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine.
We understand.
We know. It's fine. You can call him Care Bear because nobody can pronounce his name anyway.
Oh, here's a positive. There weren't any drunken fights in the stands or parking lot.
Right. Here's a positive. There was no lines waiting to get out of the stadium.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
The traffic was light getting out after the game. That was good.
That's true.
Right?
What's this?
Leaving NRG in the third quarter. Manny wants to get in here. What up, Manny?
Hey, guys. Just enjoying the wind. And I'm so grateful that Fairland ISD canceled school because there's 25-mile-an-hour winds. But nonetheless, I have a positive. I am positive that I'm going to take all the Steelers and DraftKings this Sunday so that I can win more money.
But the defense actually, they did not play that poorly.
They did give up a couple big runs in the fourth. Yeah. It kind of was a little bit lopsided. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, they didn't play that poorly.
They weren't terrible.
Well, so there you go.
Can you make money off TJ Watt this Sunday?
Ooh.
You know, I wish you could draft a head coach in DraftKings. If you could draft a head coach in DraftKings and they somehow graded them and gave you points for DraftKings, wouldn't you not pick every team's head coach that plays against the Texans?
Yeah. Somebody said maybe Bill O'Brien can trade for John Harbaugh. That would be a great trade.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that organization versus the Texans organization, it is night and day. It is just night and day.
Hey, I'll be safe in this wind with no rain, okay?
Yeah. Are you guys, God bless, be safe.
This is a dad who has to take care of us, whose kids are not going to school.
Lance's kids have been home for 2 years now.
I know.
And you think Lance is giving you a pity party?
No.
Because your kid's home today?
It does. You got to admit, it does suck, though.
Is it, that windy out? It doesn't even look like it's that windy.
Apparently in Pearland, he said 25-mile-an-hour wind, so everyone has to stay home. It does suck. When it's a prize, oh, my kids are home, I got to take care of them. That kind of sucks.
That does blow.
When you're surprised
by it. Are you kidding me? We got 25-mile-an-hour winds at Wildcat all the time. I got to play through that. But These kids can go to school.
Well, you're at the highest elevations. You expect some wind.
Yeah, highest elevation in the world.
In the city, I was told, not the world.
Well, it seems like...
yeah, it seems a little...
Right.
Hey, is Lazy J the one that gets mad at Dell?
No, he just asked me questions.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
He doesn't get mad anymore. He just asks questions.
No, he just asks questions. Like, and he usually asks him about some girl.
Why don't I go to strip clubs? Stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get John in here. He's got a positive. What do you say, John?
Hey, Johnny G. This is Johnny Heron in Deer Park. I think the positive is, for over 21 minutes, the score was 0-0.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. How much did you win? It was 0-0 headed into the
69
half.
69 cents a second.
How many seconds?
Not only was it 0-0, then it was 3-0, then it was 10-0.
Quick.
Then I got that one, too. And then at the half, it was 20-10.
I know.
So the start of the third quarter.
We were thinking about that.
I think it turned out to be over $900.
What are we doing with it?
Well, I split it with Yanni. So me and Yanni split it.
What are we doing
with it? I got my money back on the deal because it was $400 a
square. What are we doing with your half?
What do you mean? We're going to Prime and we're putting it back on the line. Okay, no, that's what we're doing.
Let's order food and bring it in here.
we can get some food. All right. We can get some food. Yeah. Yeah. I had to buy at Yanni's yesterday because of that. So that happened. Yeah. And then Bryson DeChambeau cashed for me. Bing, 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 bing. So we had that.
What does he do again?
He plays golf. He was the U.S. Open champion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened yesterday?
That happened yesterday.
Did anyone notice?
Yes, a lot of people noticed. Trust me, we had it on.
Who was we?
At Damaris. We watched it at Damaris.
NBC had it on.
Did they?
Yeah, we watched it at Damaris. We had all the games on. He's got the NFL package.
Notre Dame wasn't on because U.S. Open. I don't know where Notre Dame was.
They were on USA.
They're on USA?
One of NBC's networks.
No wonder I couldn't find them.
Yeah, it was 52-0. What were you missing?
Yeah. Ian Book. Heisman.
No.
Ian
Book. Unlikely. Heisman.
Trevor Lawrence threw 9 passes and 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, against the Citadel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was against the Citadel. Is there a better stat right now than 11 completions and 9 touchdowns for Russell Wilson? 11 incompletions and 9 touchdowns?
Wasn't Geno Smith on that path at like West Virginia at one point where he had thrown more touchdowns and incompletions? And then he went to Texas Tech and it all fell apart.
Yeah, because of the wind?
Yeah, it was windy out there. No, that's a awesome stat for Russ. And Seattle has decided we're all in on you, as well they should. 2-0. Goal line stop against the Pats.
Yeah. Now, listen, the Russell Wilson is – I mean, Dan Orlovsky was on saying that Josh Allen is an MVP or at least a candidate.
If he gets to play the Jets and the Dolphins.
He's been playing MVP. Right. He played the Jets and the Dolphins.
And he always lights up the Dolphins
right.
for whatever reason.
Right.
He does that all the time. Relax on Josh Allen, Dan Orlovsky.
Right. And Russell Wilson is spectacular.
Yeah.
Lazy J, what up, buddy?
What's going on, Johnny G, Lance, Dale? Hey, buddy. I don't have a question
for
you.
Yeah, it's
not
Thursday.
I know, but hey, Lance, man, was it you that I heard that that declined to have a strip club at the old Burger King on in Pecan Grove off of 359?
That had a what?
What's supposed to be a strip club?
A strip club at a Burger King?
Yeah, on 359.
Nah, I don't know about a strip club.
Did you stop that from happening?
They were bringing a strip club to Pecan Grove, and I thought that was you that declined it.
Nah, bro, I hadn't been in Pecan Grove for a long time.
Pecan Grove? Is that still a thing?
Although I know about... Yeah, Pecan Grove is a thing.
It is? I haven't been there.
There was a party out...
We used to play out there at their course.
Yeah, there was a party out... That's why I used to live on the course, and I'd go out there and start... playing. We actually started playing wiffle ball out there, and the golfers didn't like it for some reason.
Why not?
We'd be in the middle of wiffle ball matches. They like, get off the course. We'd run off. But there was actually a Burger King out that way. Lazy J was. It wasn't a Burger King out there, but there was a party past 359 that we had, and a buddy of mine got punched in the face by this group called the Griswolds, which is like a little gang in A-Leaf. It was some cheesy gang, and they punched my buddy in the face. And then for some reason, I don't know how this happened, but they were all at a Burger King they hung out at. And a bunch of guys from Willow Ridge showed up there and then beat up the whole Burger King.
Apparently, you don't know how that happened?
They were commissioned. I know how it happened.
Oh, okay.
They were commissioned. It was an outside hit. They went in there, and they're like, everyone's getting beat. I heard the story, like, and it's famous too. People from A-Leaf will go, oh no, I know about that story where guys just came in. Like, one guy said, like, they were beating up the fry cooks. Like, everyone got beat up.
Good for them.
Because you should have punched Mark Edwards in the face.
You get commissioned, you got a job,
his own business. You should have just punched him in the face in one of our parties.
Right.
That was a Pecan Grove area party. It was not an A-Leaf party.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
So I saw one tweet about, you know, because Sienna Plantation, they have to change their name. It's going to be Sienna. Somebody said there's a bunch in Pecan Grove. There's a bunch of racist streets over there.
Is there?
Yeah.
I lived on Austin Colony.
See?
No, Colonies isn't.
Colony
there is. There was, well, the two areas, there was the Grove and the Plantation. The Grove was less expensive. The Plantation was more expensive.
Well, and did people work there for free?
You got to live on the Plantation.
Did people work on the Plantation for free? Yeah, Pecan Grove Plantation Country Club. That's comforting.
What, are pecans racist now?
No, yeah.
Not pecan.
It's pecan.
I don't say pecan. I'm from California. I say pecan. Pecan Grove Plantation Country Club.
I don't think it's the pecan part that's the racist part.
I'm not the one. Sure, I don't take issue with the first word in that. Yeah. It's the third word.
8:30 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little cars.
Let's talk about my guy, Craig DeSerf. So, Craig DeSerf, I was out there a month ago. I had got a little hit and run at HEB. I came out, and it looked pretty sweet. And no one left a note on my car. But I knew where to go. I went out to the collision center out at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Their collision center told me exactly how long it would take. They worked directly with the insurance. It was no hassle for me. Super easy. And we got it done. And I'm telling you right now, it's great. It's great when you have a company that you know you can trust. And I'm telling you, you can trust them with the car buying experience from the trade-in value to the prices you're going to pay to not being hassled and hard sold at the, you know, when it comes time to look at these vehicles. The service department is phenomenal. They hardly have any turnover at the business. And that's because everyone there, it's a down-home company. You truly feel the love from the people who work there. And that does matter. It absolutely matters because car buying is one of those things that can really be scary because you always feel like somebody's trying to get over on you. And that's never the case. Down at Angleton with my friend Craig DeSerf over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. You can see all the great deals they have right now if you go online to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. But I'm telling you right now, you have a chance to get that car or that vehicle for not just you, but the next one and the next one and the next one with a hassle-free experience and great prices. LanceZCars.com, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
¶¶ You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jim in Texas, good morning on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. Been listening for a long time. Really enjoy it every Saturday. I wanted to get in a little bit, if I could get a little latitude. Just don't waste your time trying to find a station in L.A. You know what? L.A., Cali, it's just a big pile of dog crap, evil, wickedness. They don't care about buying used cars or selling used cars because all them Cali bitches, all they want is their $150,000 Mercedes and their Porsches and all that. And you might wonder why I'm so upset. I'll tell you why I'm so upset. For about 4 hours now, and I'm going to tell you, I live with a family of a bunch of fat asses that don't see the light of day until noon or later, and that's why I'm out here totally smashed at 9:50 in the morning, and love your show.
I would like to give Jim a round of applause. Because he's drunk, he's mad, he let it go, and he shared with us, and he never dropped a bad word, a real bad word.
That was our Jim who calls in. That was something a little different. He was totally smashed in the morning.
That's pretty par for the course right there.
We've got calls from him.
He's the only guy under par right now out there. He's Bryson DeChambeau.
And it was brought on by living with fat asses?
Apparently, he lives with a bunch of fat asses.
I think he said four of them, I think.
Four of them.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it's pretty clear. He's got a bunch of lazy people around him, and he doesn't like it.
Yeah, apparently. I don't. That's just a shame. That is.
And I don't think the fat is with the pH.
No, I don't think that's what he means.
Because I don't think he'd have a big problem with that.
Good call, Jim. Jim doesn't bring it like that here.
Well,
I wouldn't mind if Jim brought it like that here.
Well, I think the John Clay Wolf show sets an environment where he feels he can be free.
Yeah.
I think it's a little less free here.
I don't set up a free environment for
people. You just make people uncomfortable.
Well,
I mean, I can
kick it up if you want. I know John Clay Wolf.
I feel like your recent Baylor stuff is kicked up enough.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think you might want
to
turn it down. That's fine. F. Baylor's fine. The whole... All you guys are known for is the rape stuff is aggressive.
Well, no. Murder, too.
Okay. You did add murder to the list. Yeah.
Murder, rape, and now this.
And Koresh.
That wasn't Baylor so much.
It's Waco.
Can I ask you guys a serious question?
Is it going to be serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a chance Kyler Murray's better than Deshaun Watson this year?
Yeah.
Yes, there is a chance.
He's got D-Hop.
Wow.
I mean, I would imagine he's going to run for more yards.
Can you imagine if you're Deshaun and you're watching that dude break out? He's a little fella.
I thought the same thing when we watched him run for that touchdown. I had the same thing go through my head.
Is he better?
That looks better than Deshaun.
It does look better.
And he's throwing the ball.
He's a better runner. I mean, he's one of the best runners.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good runner. Yeah. I mean, he's an even better Russell Wilson.
But he's throwing the ball well now, too, which is a problem.
He is.
Julio wants to get in here. ¿Qué pasó, Julio?
What's up, guys? Love your show, man.
Thanks.
Listen, hear me out. I got something positive to say. Bill O'Brien is a horrible head coach. Bill O'Brien is a worse general manager. Two negatives equal one positive.
Well, Bill O'Brien, the general manager, makes Bill O'Brien the coach look pretty good.
If you multiply his negative coaching times his negative general manager, you get a positive something.
No.
That's what he's saying. Two negatives make a positive. That's what he's saying.
Well, here's the deal, though. Who's better, Bill O'Brien the coach or Bill O'Brien the general manager?
Well, Bill O'Brien the general manager.
The coach.
The coach is better.
Not yesterday.
Definitely
not
general manager.
Well, he still is better than the general manager.
Well, general manager is one of the worst things ever.
Even as much as he screwed up yesterday, he's still better than the general manager.
The general manager has put you in a hole right now. You're in a hole with Whitney Merciless's contract, no draft picks.
Even after this game, Adam Gase is still worse.
You gave up a third for Gerrion Conley, and they don't even think he's good. By the way, they don't think he's good in that building.
So wait a minute. So he's the worst general manager in the league by far.
Mm-hmm.
So and he's not the worst coach, so there's your positive.
I'm still not following your logic.
He's
know what the positive
he's
is?
He's a better coach than general manager.
What the positive is because he's hitched himself together with Coach GM, when he goes, it's a clean sweep. You're not going to keep general manager and fire coach.
No.
When he's gone, he's gone. You're not going to take GM position away from him and not take head coach. What he's done now is it will be a clean start over, and hopefully Jack Easterby will be gone,
that's
too.
That's great, because when he goes, Kyle will go, well, Jack Easterby will have wormed his way
chance.
To a place where Kyle will think that, oh, Jack's got it figured out.
Jack Easterby weaseled his way into New England. He weaseled his way into Houston ahead of... Well, I mean, let's be real.
How about he
got rid of? He helped get rid of Brian Kane. He helped get rid of Brian Kane. He laid everything out right to the owner. He does character grades. He does competency grades. That's what he's known for. He came in here to do competency grades. Who was competent at their jobs? Why do you think people got fired behind the scenes who had been there for years and years? They got fired because of Jack's competency grades. How do you think Brian Kane got fired? How do you think his competency grades look to the owner when the owner is presented? You think the owner is going through and is grinding away on the ins and outs of Brian Kane as a general manager?
No. It was a coup. There's no question. It was a coup.
It was definitely a coup.
It was an Easterby.
It was definitely a coup. If he's able to coup it up like that, you don't think Easterby has a chance to get into the Cal McNair circle of trust? And separate himself from Bill at some point?
That's what I said.
Why
do we think that?
Rick Smith did it with... Rick Smith came in. Gary Kubiak brought Rick Smith in. Rick Smith was able to separate himself from Gary Kubiak. Mm-hmm.
So when this experiment that we think is bound to fail, and your definition of failure can mean different things, but if we think at some point they say, we're done with Bill O'Brien, who's going to be making the big decisions? Why wouldn't it be Jack Easterby hiring the next GM or placing himself in that position or hiring the coach?
I think there's a real chance he stays executive vice president of football. It should be a clean sweep. I think there's a real chance that he will be separated. Yeah. Here's some positive. Watson became the first player in NFL history with 10,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards in his first 40 games.
Well, all you have to do is go to the Texans' notes, and you'll find a ton of positives.
This is NFL's. Watson has had sub-100 passing rating games in each of his last five starts.
That's not a
positive.
That
didn't come from Texans' PR.
No. All you got to do is go to the
notes. The 17-point loss is the second worst in Watson's career as a starter. The worst was 34 against Baltimore.
Okay. The Texans held the Ravens 177 net passing yards, marks the fewest allowed since November 21st, 2019 versus Indianapolis. Held the Ravens to 5 for 14 on third down, allowed only 18 completions, committed only 4 penalties, totaled 3 sacks in the first half, totaled 4 more sacks as a team for the first time.
So far, these are good.
These are all positives. That's right. We got positives.
If you allowed 18 receptions, well, that's a direct...
Had 3 players total 50 or more receiving yards. This is what I said. He's going to distribute the ball now.
Mm-hmm. You did say that. You know what we should do after every Texans loss... When we're looking for positive, just go to @TexansPR. They will tweet out accomplishments from the game, and we can read them and
all
say,
them.
These are the positives.
Yep, all of them.
First down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, they didn't get rid of that. That guy, whoever does it, that's another Houston Texans! And there's no one in the crowd to respond. I was like, that's a poor choice.
Did you guys hear how much they
can't play it over the thing?
No, they did. No, they don't play first down.
They don't?
No, they go, that's another Houston Texans.
Well, why are you going to do it if there's nobody to say first down?
That's what I said. That's a poor choice. Why would you do that?
That's so dumb.
I heard it, though.
Goodness, great. That's dumb.
It is. It really is.
843 ESPN 97.5. Gary, Gabe, Jeff, you guys are all going to be here on the other side. You got the solution, Lance?
I got it, and it's my friends over at TGS Insurance. They are the company to get you a lower homeowner's insurance quote. And if you have, I don't care what your homeowner's insurance is. Why don't you pull it up today? Go find it on your app or on your computer. Go dig it up and then text the word money to 232323 and just take a look and see what the rate is for TGS Insurance. Find out what TGS Insurance can do for you in terms of a rate. All you have to do is text the word money to 2323, and they can get you a firm quote within seconds. I mean, within 15 seconds. It's unbelievable how fast this is. They can also, if you're looking for flood insurance, they can get you hooked up with flood insurance. But so many people sit with the same company year after year after year, and they let savings go by when they could get an A-rated insurance company for so much less. Put more of your money back in your pocket. The average savings, $900 annually. TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is a positive. JJ is on pace to play more games than Will Fuller. That is a positive. Ooh, I don't know if that's a positive. Well, I don't know. Who has a bigger impact on the game? Of course, Will Fuller had 8 catches last game and had 0 impact on the game. Right? 11 or 12 targets and 8 catches.
8 for 112,
but 0 impact on the game.
Yeah.
Right. JJ had a couple of sacks, and actually, I thought they played pretty well defensively. Just giving up 33 points. Well, they only gave up 26 points because Kiki QT gave up the other 7.
And they also were put on a short field by
by Bill O'Brien. They got Bill O'Brien and Kiki QT in the same game.
I don't think it was a terrible game for the Texans defense.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, they gave up. You're right. Offensively, they had a defensive touchdown that allowed. Lamar Jackson had no rushing touchdowns. He had 1 passing touchdown. He didn't go bananas against you. You really struggled in the second half against the run. But all in all, you actually, I thought you, in a weird way, you played okay against the Ravens.
No, they just gave up 26 points, and 7 of them came on a short field because of Bill O'Brien.
You played okay and got beat 17.
By 17. No, you played pretty good and got beat by 17. Defensively, they played pretty good.
And got beat by 17.
Yeah. I mean, Whitney Merciless was amazing. Flying all over the field, making all kinds of plays.
He had hash marks across the stats.
0. Nothing. Not even a nothing. A 0. That to me, I've said it before, that was the most egregious, maybe the most egregious of all of the offseason moves.
Because it's an easy one. You just don't do it.
You just don't do it.
You just don't do it. He's an aging guy. You don't want to pay that much. He didn't show the ability to get after the quarterback other than like a couple games just last year. You pass up on it. You develop Jacob Martin. You let Brennan Scarlett come back and give it a shot. You go sign a free agent, and then you potentially draft a player to develop. And you had Duke Ejiofor coming back. I mean, he got hurt, but that's just not something you should do. You shouldn't pay for you shouldn't pay for a running back for that much money. You can find one.
He disappears for more than half of the season.
Watch Will Fuller be the next one they give money to.
Yeah, well.
Watch him be the next
one. You have to.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, you do. Jeff wants to talk about Deshaun. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. One positive thing, since people are doing that, I thought Bill O'Brien as a coach, not as a GM, obviously, as a coach, pretty decent game. But what irritates me about Texans fans, Houston Rockets fans dog James Harden all the time because he comes up small in big games. Deshaun Watson's 0-for-4 now in big games against Lamar and Mahomes. Terrible games. I don't know if he doesn't know how to audible, change up the offensive line scheme like Peyton Manning can, Tom Brady can. Dude's making $40 million. Texans fans need to start dogging him. I'm tired of it. He's the reason we lost.
Well, he did beat Mahomes last. Yeah. He beat Mahomes last year, so 1-4. He beat Mahomes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's another question that someone else raised on Twitter. Is Deshaun Watson a high character James Harden? I don't think we can classify him that yet. I don't think that's fair.
No.
I don't think that's fair.
Although he has not played well in the postseason. Let's not forget his Colts game. Let's not forget his Bills game.
He had one good play against the Bills that helped win a game.
Let's not forget his Kansas. Well, they did start out well and then just fell apart against Kansas City.
He's got to rise to the occasion.
Yeah. I don't want to start. He's James Harden. Goodness, without the booty calls.
Whew. Going from this Michael Jordan of college football to the James Harden of that's a steep drop.
Annual MVP candidate.
Well, for a while, not this year. Not this year.
James's numbers were great this year too. I hope Deshaun has great numbers on a regular. He's not to James's level yet.
No. But listen, Deshaun, 7 games in, until he hit the Ravens, he was an MVP candidate. Deshaun is not now.
No. He was last year.
Hell, Kyler Murray might be.
7 games.
Oh, those, yeah. I thought you were talking about his first season.
No.
No, Deshaun had a great run last year.
Yeah. Until the Ravens game.
The Ravens
knocked him out of it. Who's next? Gary. What's up, Gary?
I just want to talk about the Texans. So I just think we need to be measured with Deshaun. I mean, he's a good quarterback, but I think he may have been anointed as great too soon, which he's not. He's had flashes of it, but it hasn't been consistent, especially not in playoff games and when we needed it. So he's good, but he's not great, and it's showing. To Bill O'Brien, I think he's a terrible head coach and an even worse general manager. Like, the team just doesn't have very much talent. We have Deshaun on defense. We have an aging JJ. And that's about it. So I kind of think of him as kind of like a Josh McDaniels in Denver with a better quarterback. And it simply gets us kind of mediocre results. But getting rid of D-Hop and Clowney and Dwayne Brown, and I can go on and on and on, it's the reason why our team isn't good. So I hope he gets fired and we can move on, even though we don't have draft picks. So it doesn't look good for our future.
I don't think – I think he's probably not wrong on Deshaun. I think we did anoint him as – I mean, he had such an unbelievable rookie campaign before he got hurt. This is coming off of a national championship game. We got the Astros winning a World Series, so we're riding high. Deshaun's playing great. He's taken it to Seattle and New England at their places as a rookie, and the defense cost them wins in both games. I mean, I think it was easy to anoint him as a great player. I mean, it was very easy to anoint him, and we did. He hasn't lived up, like, he's never been as good as he was that rookie year. That was an incredible start. I don't know that anybody can do, I mean, it's rare to do stuff like that. But he hasn't been that player.
Yeah.
The rookie start?
No, the rookie start was just was fantastic. It got this entire city motivated and rejuvenated for Texans football. And ever since, it's been blah. It's been meh. It's been exactly what Texans football is. Meh. Deshaun is melded into Texans football.
Even Deshaun can't be immune to what this city is when it comes to their football team.
Mm-mm.
Even Deshaun.
Even Deshaun can't overcome. Even Michael Jordan of college football can't.
John, you remember that day?
Maybe Lamar Jackson's the Michael Jordan of football.
Possibly.
But Michael failed in his first 8 years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
John, so
you remember that you were sitting on the couch, even the lead up to the draft, where he and I were like, man, the Texans ain't doing.
I told you.
And you kept telling us, and you, it turned out to be right, and you were so excited on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. I think the whole city was. And Deshaun, after, you know, Bill O'Brien decided for a half to start whoever. Who was it again? Need to start for half? Tom Savage?
Tom Savage. And who's not going to pick Tom Savage over Deshaun?
Everybody else. and then finally, when Deshaun got in.
Well, what do you mean, after one half?
Yeah. Your positivity was validated. And since that point, he's had moments, like you said, but it's like, when's the breakthrough going to come? And these two games are something, I'm not going to allow these two games to clearly define Deshaun, but it's just a continuation of, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. His problem is that there's two young quarterbacks in this league that he's going to be compared to.
Maybe three.
Who's the third?
Kyler. And I'm going to tell you who else looked good yesterday.
Josh Allen looks good.
Josh Allen, but do you know who looks good?
Herbert.
Justin Herbert had 300 yards, and he wasn't even prepared to start.
No.
Like, Tyrod had a chest issue, but Daniel Jones.
Wally Pipp.
Actually, I'm gonna have to eat what I said about Daniel. I'm starting to feel very confident that Daniel Jones is going to be a pretty good quarterback. He looked pretty good last year. I'm watching that Bears game, and I'm like, man, this kid is really poised. He doesn't have a great offensive line right now, but he was driving them down the field. I think Daniel Jones is going to be a pretty good quarterback. And I did not see it with him. I did not see it.
If these guys all pass up Deshaun, holy
crap. And he's the highest paid. He's the top three highest paid quarterback in the league.
How about Justin Herbert? We'll watch that whole.
Let's wait. I want to wait and see.
Well, he made a bad throw down the middle and threw the pick that ended up kicking the field goal to tie the game.
No.
But for the most part, he was a lot better than we thought.
You said the same thing about Deshaun Watson, his rookie season. Let's see what happens when they get tape on Herbert.
I still think Deshaun is good.
Yeah. Let's see what happens when they get tape on Herbert. Herbert. Still, there's some major concerns with Herbert, and I want to see how it plays out.
Well, guess what?
But I didn't think we'd see Herbert with 300 yards before Tua.
No. Tyrod Pip is done.
Not according to Anthony Lynn.
No.
According to Anthony Lynn
said when he's back, he's the guy.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Well,
play the young guy and let him. Where are you going, Chargers?
Well,
to play the young guy.
They're almost 2-0.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2-0.
He invigorated the team.
They're almost 2-0. I don't know if they won last week, and the defense played really well against the Chiefs, but Harrison Butker decided, you know what, I'm going to make.
Oh yeah, they're not 2-0. They got beat. Yeah.
I'm going to make a 53 yarder. False start. I'll make a 58 yarder.
Two 58 yarders in the same game.
Right. I'll just make another 58 yarder.
He did.
Yeah,
I thought for sure. I said 100% he doesn't make the third one. 100% down the middle.
The only kicker better, Jose Borregales from Miami.
That kid's good.
Mm. 855 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Matt in here.
Our Canes look good, Dell.
Yeah, they do.
Stop saying Matt. That. You Our don't Canes get to say that. Good. Either of you do.
They were my Canes fans.
What up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm pretty upset about how negative you all are being. I think I'm going to have to write an email and really get you guys to turn this show around because, honestly, you're missing the biggest positive about Whitney Mercilus. He's one hell of a practice player. And, you know, I really think you guys need to turn it around on that and figure this out because this show is just going down the pipes, guys. So
he's
let's figure it out, turn it around, and give us something to listen to today, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll try to be better. Whitney is was setting strong edge.
Well, no, not really. Was Whitney on the field for 59 plays? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get hurt?
No.
No.
He's durable sometimes.
Just
that 1 year he was hurt, I think.
Yeah. But for the most part,
which for the Texans is pretty good.
Right.
When you have starters who get hurt, I mean, Deshaun's had a torn ACL. Will Fuller has had injuries to everything. JJ's had injuries to everything. It's pretty good to only miss 1 year.
That's true.
Yeah.
2017, missed 11 games. But other than that, he's in that 15 or 16 range every year.
Well, you give him $54 million if he's going to be there. Well, you just
that's the only prerequisite.
One of the best abilities is availability.
Availability. I've
heard that. What about actually football ability?
That's one of the abilities you like. But
Rushability.
You can't get a sack if you can't see the field. You can't make the club from the tub.
I've heard that. But when you make the club... I would like you to actually show why you made the club.
Because, hey, were you out there? Yes.
Scrape it up, scrape it up.
Did they need another body? No, they had that body. 59 plays.
Yeah, scrape it up, tape it
What's his number? 59.
That's true.
Case closed.
What? JJ almost got to 99 plays.
No.
Because the Ravens held the ball that long.
It felt like it, didn't it?
Yes, it did feel like it. I was looking at somebody's, whose website was I looking at? I got to talk to my boy. I'll see him today. I'm going to tell him to call SiteJab because I was looking at a website that it was clear that my buddy did his own website and it's not great. It's not so great. It doesn't function on a mobile browser, appropriately. And it's just so dated. And SiteJab, this is the problem. If you've got a small to medium sized business and you've got a company where you've got somebody in house that does your website, there's a pretty good chance that it's going to be very dated in terms of the technology available and that it's not going to have the proper flow from a user interface standpoint and from an engagement standpoint. Keeping the viewer of your website on your page and finding out more about your product is essential, because the longer they're there, the better the chances that they're going to use your product. So having your product on display and having it easy to navigate and easy to connect with you, and even e-commerce available in some cases, that is really critical. And what SiteJab does, they can build a customized site in within 3 to 6 weeks from scratch, or they can remodel the site you already have. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. They're a local company, and they've been in business doing this for Houstonians for over 20 years. SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.